The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Re'eh. In Parshas Re'eh, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chof Gimel. The Torah there is prohibiting us from eating blood. And the Torah states as follows: Rach hazak lebilti achol hadon. Be strong. Be strong and do not eat blood. Ki hadom hu anefesh. Because in the blood is the life of the person. Therefore you shall not eat the flesh with the blood. What does it mean, chazak? Be strong and do not eat blood. So Rashi brings two comments on this. The second comment from Reb Shimon ben Azai Omer. Lebo hakosov ele lahazircho ulalamdecho ad kama ato tzorech lishazek b'mitzvus. Here we learn how much one must strengthen himself when it comes to mitzvus. Im hadam shukal li shomer mimenu shein odem yisavelei. If in concerning dam, blood, which is easy for a person to guard himself from, because there's not a great physical desire to eat blood, hutzrach lechaskecho, the Torah has to tell you to strengthen yourself, bazorosai, in this prohibition, kavachem leshar mitzvahs, so how much more so when it comes to other mitzvahs. So here we learn the principle that a person has to be mischazik, he has to strengthen himself to fulfill mitzvahs and not to transgress prohibitions. Now, a little further, two psukim later, the Torah tells us, Posuchofei, leitech lenu, you shall not eat it, leman yitav lecho ulevanecho acharecho, in order that I shall be able to do good for you and your children after you, ki saseh yosher b'ene Hashem, when you will do what is good and upright in the eyes of Hashem. You shall not, the Torah said, you shall not eat it, and then I will be able to do goodness for you and your children after you, afterwards, when you will fulfill my will and do what is upright in my eyes. And this posuk, Rashi comments, and he brings from a mishnah in Masechet Makis. Mishnah tells us, this is on Chof Gimel, Reish Amud Beis, in the middle of the Mishnah. Reb Shimon bar Rebbi Eimer, Hareyu Eimer Rach Hazak Levilti Ocholes Adam. No, just a minute. Yeah. Rachazak levilti acholes adam ki adam hu hanefesh and so forth. Umayim adam shenafshi shelodem kotzim imenu. When it comes to blood, the average person doesn't even want to eat blood. This is something which not only he has no desire to eat, but many people are even repulsed. They do not want to eat it. And still, haperish mimenu, if he abstains from it to fulfill the mitzvah of the Torah, mekablaschar, he receives this reward, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I will do good for you and your children afterwards. Gezel vararai, so when it comes to gezel, taking money which belongs to someone else, arais, women that we are forbidden to have unions with, shenafshi shel odem yisavelahen, and there a person has a very, very great desire, umachamdoson, hapedish mehen al achas kama v'kama, when one fulfills the mitzvahs of the Torah and he abstains from these types, of prohibitions. So how much more so, sheyiskelei uledeiraisov, uledeiraisov, that he and his generations and his generations' generations, atseif koladeiris, until all of the end of generations, will merit reward. Because it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do good for you and your children afterwards. So here the Torah is telling us that if, by when it comes to the prohibition of blood, which a person has not only he has no desire, but nafshi shalodim kotzim imenu, he doesn't even want to eat. Yet. And still if he fulfills the mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him such reward, so then how much more so if he fulfills the mitzvahs of Hashem, shel nafshi shalodim mechandosun, that a person has strong desires for, and he abstains for the mitzvah. How much more so will this bring merit to he and his generation afterwards, and his generation's generations, atzeif kol adeiros, until the end of generations. So here we see a second principle. The first principle was how much one has to strengthen himself for mitzvahs. The second principle is the schar mitzvah. How much reward there is for a mitzvah. The Mishnah in Masechta Ovis. Mishnah in Masechta Ovis in Perek Dalet, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Dalet. Leza Emer. This is in my text here, it's Mishnah Yud Dalet, but in other texts it might be a little different, not Mishnah Yud Dalet. Reb Leza Emer. Reb Leza says, Hevi shokud lilmei Torah. A person should, shokud means where a person pursues Torah to the utmost. A person has to dedicate himself to the study of Torah. Vida mashitoshiv lapikoris. And a person has to know what to answer the apikoris. That's the atheist, the non-believer. Vida livnei mi ato omel. And a person has to know who he is laboring for. V'ne'amon hu bal melachtecho shishalem lechos char pu'lasecho. And the Balabais, who you're working for, you can trust him that he will give you your fair due, he will give you your fair salary for your labors. This is what Reb Lezer is coming to teach us. Now, this Reb Lezer, this was Reb Lezer ben Hurkanus, also known as Reb Lezer Agobi, the great Reb Lezer. And in a few Mishnais before this, we had where the Torah tells us that Rabbi Yechonon Zakkai, Kibul Mehilo Ushamayr, the great Rabbi Yechonon Zakkai, this is the one who lived during the time of the siege of Yerushalayim by the Romans, and he negotiated the treaty with them. He learned by Hillel and Shammai. And Chamisha Talmidim Hoyulay, Rabbi Yechonon Zakkai. Rabbi Yechonon Zakkai had five Talmidim. And the Mishnah lists off the five, and the first one is this Reb Lezer. And now Reb Lezer is teaching us this. Incidentally, my Rebbe Reb Gifter Zichein Ruach would ask this. Actually, I heard from his Rebbetzin that he would always ask. Chamisha Talmidim Hoyele Rabbi Yechonon Zakkai. Rabbi Yechonon Zakkai had five Talmidim. Rabbi Yechonon Zakkai was the Gotel Hador, he was the leader of the generation. He must have had hundreds of Talmidim, if not thousands. So why does it say Chamisha Talmidim Hoyele? Five. And this he would answer, he had thousands of people that learned by him. But he didn't classify them as Talmidim. Five he classified as Talmidim. In other words, five that actually were makabel, that accepted and adapted all of his principles and took these principles and implanted them in their own lives. This was a Talmud, like we find by Yeshua to Moshe Rabbeinu. So this is what is meant, Chamisha Talmud. These were his five. Reb Lezer was the first one that's mentioned. So Reb Lezer is telling us that a person, when it comes to Torah, he has to dedicate himself to this mitzvah. Now, what we learned before, that Rachazak levilti achol adam, here from our parsha, strengthen, you must be strong not to eat dam. And we said there we learned the principle that a person has to be strong, he has to constantly strengthen himself in mitzvahs. Mitzvahs do not come alone. The mitzvahs do not come by themselves. And we mentioned, Rashi brings from the Tanoim, that if by dam, the prohibition of dam is an easy prohibition, because a person doesn't have a desire, a great desire for it, and still it needs strengthening, so certainly when it comes to other mitzvahs. And then the second principle is that even a mitzvah such as that, if you do fulfill it, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you such reward, at Seif Kol Adeiros, until the end of the generations. See, here also we are finding that Reb Lezer is saying that when it comes to Lilmei Torah, to study Torah, and Torah is the greatest mitzvah. He says, one, it must dedicate himself to this study. Now, when it comes to the study of Torah, this is the greatest mitzvah. Ki ha-Talmud mevi lidei ma'aseh. Because, what the sages say, Torah brings a person to all of the mitzvahs and to all deeds. Secondly, Torah is the great bond between he and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what brings him next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Shekhinah. And not only that, but the Maral writes on this Mishnah, Shitachlisu Odom. Odom mitzad atzboi leinivra rak lo'omel b'teira. This is the ultimate when it comes to the person. This is the greatest level that a person can reach. And it was for this level that he was created. So this is the importance of learning Torah. And the Blezer HaGadol, the great Talmud from Rabbi Yechmon Zakkai, he's coming to tell us how we must go about it. So firstly, he says that heavy shock of Lumaiter, you have to dedicate yourself to it. You have to give yourself over to it. Now this is means with great labor. And notice in the Mishnah he mentions mi ato omel. Omel means with great toil and great labor. Torah cannot be the Talmud Torah, the study of Torah cannot be a superficial exercise. A person must give himself over to it, dedicate himself to it, with great toil and great labor. And there must be timidus. There must be continuity and consistency. The Gemara says, Halemei Teira Leprokim, someone who learns Torah once in a while, he will not be Zeha, he will not acquire the Torah. He has to learn it all of the time. Now this does not necessarily mean that he has to dedicate all of his time for the learning of Torah. But what it means is that it has to be continually, with a consistency, with a temidus, and b'chol keichai, and with all of his strength, even if he doesn't dedicate all of his time. We have kovato itin v'Torah. The person is asked, did you set aside time for Torah? But that has to be with a temidus, with a consistency. So the Lezer is saying, Hevi shokud lilmei Torah, and again, here we see the principle, a person has to be machazik himself, he has to strengthen himself when it comes to mitzvahs. Then, he mentions the reward. Neman hu bal malachtecho sheyishalim lecho schar pu'losecho. You should bear in mind who you're working for, who you're laboring for. and you can rely on him that he will pay you very generously. So here is the second principle of the Schar Mitzvah. Now we can ask a question here. Why does he mention the reward? Actually, we have principles that where one is not supposed to do mitzvahs for reward. States, Alti ke'avodim ha'mishamshin asaram v'kabel pras. It's a mission in the first perek that a person should not be like a servant who serves his master to receive reward. Hello, ke'eved ha'mishamshin asaram v'shalei l'kabel pras. But like a servant that is serving not on the condition to receive reward. And also, we just gave a shiur on this a couple of weeks ago. It states, "We are after Eisa Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'aydecha." Kodesh Baruch Hu wants your unreserved love and to serve Him with all of your might. The level of Avas Hashem the Gemara brings, and the Rambam explicitly elaborates, means where you fulfill the mitzvah. Because this is the mitzvah. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. If you fulfill mitzvahs, even for the sake of having a portion in the world to come, even for the reward, that's not Aveda Machmas Avo. That's not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Avo, with love. So why does he mention, you should know what the reward is? The Maral says a chidusha. He asked the question. And he says as follows. He says, certainly a person when he does mitzvahs, he has to do the mitzvah because kach gozar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decreed. If he does the mitzvahs for other reasons, it's known as a mitzvah shalei lishma. It's good, but it's not the best. He's doing the mitzvah, but he has ulterior motives. It's better than not doing the mitzvah. But it's not the level, the great level, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands from his servants. So this is true. But this is where his motivation is not for the sake of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here we're speaking about people where their motivation is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To serve him with Ava. But he says, even these people, all of the people, they need an Iseiris. Everyone needs an awakening. Because we are all made out of flesh and blood. Even the great Tzaddikim, the great Hasidim, that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the highest level. But many times, they can become demotivated. Many times, atzlus can set in. They can become lackadaisical. They can become a little melancholy. So he says, just like to get a child to learn, you promise him a schar, a reward, we also have to do that to ourselves. Besides the fact that we are made of flesh and blood, the chemer, and the physical, we've mentioned many times, the physical is bikesh anocha. Physical wants rest, because in anything that's physical does not have movement in it. It's the nefesh, it's the life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the physical that moves it. That comes from a higher level. So all of the time there's this struggle between man, between the physical man and the spiritual man. But aside from that, there's the Yetzer Hara also. The Yetzer Hara is an enormous force. The Yetzer Hara could come with all kinds of reasons why a person should not learn Torah. So therefore, not only is it permissible to remind oneself of the great reward for learning Torah and for doing mitzvahs. But it's royal asiskein. It's befitting also. In order to motivate himself, in order to awaken himself to do. And then he will be able to go and fulfill the mitzvah, mitech ava, with an unreserved love. So, therefore, the Blazer, this was the great Blazer, saying, "Have you shokel lumei Torah? You must dedicate yourself, your entire self, to learning Torah. But one of the ways to do it is to keep reminding yourself, who are you toiling for? Who are you laboring for? And he will reward you properly." So this is in regards to the schar mitzvah, the reward of the mitzvah. On this Mishnah that we just quoted, Reb Lezer says something which seems a little strange. He says, "V'dama shetoshil apokeves." You should know what to answer the non-believer, the atheist. Now, firstly, what does that have to do with this? It seems like it's just something thrown in. And secondly, why is that so important? Why don't we just ignore them? You have a non-believer, you have an apocalypse. What do you have to debate with him for? What do you have to know what to answer him? Close your eyes from him, ignore him. Tell him you don't want to be bothered. He says, no, da mashitoshi apocalypse. You must know what to answer. Again here the Maral says a chidush. This is not something that he's putting in here haphazardly, that you should be shokud lumetera. One, you should dedicate yourself to study Torah, and two, you should know what to answer the apocalypse. He is saying you should dedicate yourself to the study of Torah in order to know what to answer the apocalypse. This is part and parcel why one must dedicate himself to the study of Torah, in order to know what to answer the apocalypse. But then there's the question, why? Why do we have to get involved with them? Why do we have to debate and discuss things with them? So the Maral says as follows. He says, what is Talmud Torah, the study of Torah? The study of Torah is the bringing of the light of Torah into yourself and into the world. The Torah is mima'ala. Torah is above us. And when one toils in it and he labors in it, he's bringing the Or HaTorah into his soul, into his heart, into his talmidim, into the world. The more he labors, the more light he'll bring. It's like it states, hafeich bei, hafeich bei. Turn it over and turn it over. It's like a coal, a burning coal. The more you stir it, the more fire will come out of it. And this Or HaTorah is the Or HaEmes. This is the light of the ultimate truth. So the purpose of studying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is to bring the Or HaEmes, this light of truth, into the world, which is basically HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Uraisa v'kutshi b'richu chadhu," the Torah and I are one. When you have apikeris, when you have non-believers in the world, they are doing just the opposite. They are bringing the darkness of sheker, of lies and fraud and falsification into the world. That's what they're doing. You cannot have emes and sheker dwelling together. Truth and deceit, truth and falsification, are two forces which cannot make peace with each other. It's light and darkness. So you either have the light or you have the darkness. You either have the truth or you have the lies and the deceit. If you will not answer the non-believer, if you will not know what to answer him, then the power of lies will come into the world. And that, heaven forbid, can be misgaber, can overpower the light of truth. And now you're defeating your whole Talmud Torah. It would be like taking a coal and stirring it to lighten up a room. So you are trying to dissipate the darkness. So you have to destroy the darkness. And therefore, the Blessed says, have you shokeid lilmei Torah? Dedicate yourself and labor to study Torah, to bring light into the world, to bring light into yourselves and into your Talmidim. And through this you will learn Mashatoshiv Lapikatus, how to destroy the falsity of the world, all of the ways of those which are not the ways of Torah. But if you do not, so you can't have the ways of Torah in ways which are antithesis to Torah, which are false ways living side by side. Either the emes, the light, will be misgaber ala sheker, or the sheker will be misgaber ala emes. So therefore one has to learn Torah with this motive. This is why at the beginning of this parsha, Parshas Re'eh, we see how severe the Torah was when it came to Aveda Zorah. Aveda Zorah is the ultimate of the sheker, the idolatrous practices. And there the Torah commands us with all types of commands to totally annihilate it and destroy it from the world and from Eretz Yisrael and from Yerushalayim. This was the reason. Because if there's Aveda Zorah in the world, there can't be Torah in the world. If there's Torah in the world, there can't be Aveda Zorah in the world. The two can't live side by side. And when they do live side by side, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Ein Shmi Sholem Ve'Ein Kisei Sholem. He says, my name is not complete and my throne is not complete, because there's total darkness in the world. There's another level also to Dama Shatoshi Vapakevis, which the Maral brings later on. And that is, the Gemara brings in Brachas, Dafyut Beis Omid Beis, where the Gemara says, Leisasura Acharei Levavachem, that you shall not go after your hearts. Zumines, this is Minus. Minus is the force which takes you away from the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omar novel belibay ein elokim. The novel, the yetzahara in a person's heart, there's a yetzahara in a person's heart that also is an apicatus. This is the yitzra da aveda zorah. There's a force which tries to drive the person to aveda zorah. And he is always telling the person, ein elokim, there is no God, or he's whatever. So this also, that when you learn, the learning will be able to answer his arguments and will be able to answer his enticements. So this is what is meant with Da Mashatoshiv Apikores Hevi Shokud Lilmei Torah. While we're speaking about Schar Mitzvah, the reward of a mitzvah, and this Mishnah, there's another Mishnah in Mishnah Yud. And this also, it states, Haim Omru Shleish Dvorim. These were the five Talmidim again, from Rabbi Yechman Zakkai. And they all gave a number of instructions, guidance, Musar. So Rabbi Lezer, Eime Yichveid Chavercho, Chovi Volecho Kishulcho. Again, Rabbi Lezer said, that the honor of your fellow man should be as great as your own honor. Reb Lezer, the same Reb Lezer said this in Masechta Brachos. Masechta Brachos, Adav Chof Ches, it states, Kishechol Reb Lezer, Nichnasu Talmidov Etzlai. When Reb Lezer was sick, his Talmidim went to visit him. Omarei, Omru Lei, Rebbe, Lamdeinu Orches Chayim. They said to him, Rebbe, teach us the way of life, in order that we can be zeichet to the world to come. Omalehem, he said to them, he's Arabic feit chavreichem. The first instruction he gave them is be very careful with the honor of your colleagues, of your fellow people. And then you will be zeichet to Olam Haba. On this, what does this have to do with the world to come? So the Maral explains that actually the person who's in this world, and he's a physical person, he's very, very far from the world to come. So what is his gisha? How is his approach to the world to come? How can he acquire that? What he has that can bring him to the world to come is the fact that he was Nivra B'Tzelem Elokim, that he was created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu came from the upper worlds. They said, Nasa Odom B'Tzalmeinu Kidmoseinu, let us make man in our image. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. And this image came from beyond this world. So because he has that image, therefore he has a link to the world to come. But without that image, he would not have such a link. So this is his link, his passport to the world to come. This set, we're obligated to give honor to fellow people. That also is because a person is Nivra, he's created B'Tzalmai in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're dealing with another person, you're not dealing, heaven forbid, with an animal. You're dealing with an animal, you're dealing with a physical creation. But when you're dealing with another person, you're dealing with a physical creation that was created with the Tzelem Elokim, with the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore you're dealing also with part of the Shekhinah. And therefore that demands that we have honor, show great honor to that. Therefore, if we give honor to the Tzelem Elokim and we strengthen it, then we have a link to the next world. If we shame it, if we insult it, if we damage it, then we destroy that link to the next world. So therefore the Blessed told this Talmidim, Orches Chaim, you want the way to the next world, you should be mechabed, habikfeit chaverchem. Be very, very careful with the honor of your fellow man and your fellow colleagues. A proof to this, to what we're saying, Maral brings from the Gemara of Bamatzia, where the Gemara brings that Amalbin Espanei Chavere Ein Lehem Ein Lechelek Leilem Abo. Someone who shames another person, Berabim, he embarrasses him publicly, he loses his portion in the world to come. Heaven forbid. Because there he is showing an isnagdus, he is showing a total antithesis against the Tzelem Elokim, the image of the Almighty. So therefore he destroys that link that man has between with from this world and to the world to come. Now, this we see also in Mishnah Yud Aleph. Mishnah Yud Aleph is Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua was the second Talmud from Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. And he said it as follows. Ein hora, a bad eye, an evil eye, v'yetzer hora, and the yetzer hora, and sinas habriyos, and he who hates other people, he who dislikes other people, he pushes them aside. Metzinas odem min ha'olam, this will destroy man from the world. This will cause him to lose this world and certainly the next world. Now, he mentions these three. The Maral brings that on these three, we find that when they're evil, they are so evil that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah refers to them as Ra. For example, we know that the force that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to a person, the Yetzer, if it's evil, it's very, very evil. And in Bereshis Hay, Ki Yetzer Leva Odom Ra Min Urav. This is in Parshas Neach, either Parshas Neach or the end of Parshas Bereshis. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Yetzer Leva Odom Ra Min Urav, that from his earliest days, the Yetzohara is Ra. Ein Ra, we have a pasuk in Mishle, Al Tilochim Lechem Ra Ein, where it's referred to when a person has an evil eye, it is very, very evil. And Lev, now the Sinas Chinam, the Sinas Abrias, the hating of a person, that's in the heart. As it states that Al Tisne Es Sochicha Levavecha, hatred comes from the heart. That also states in Psukim, that's called Ra. And something that the Torah calls Ra is contrary to this world. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, it states Vayar is Kol Asher Oso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw everything that he did. And Vayar told me, oh, then it was good. See, this world HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with the maila, with the level of goodness. And something that reaches the level where it's known as Ra, as evil, this is totally contrary to this world. And in these three, they were referred to as Ra. And these three, Ein Ra, they're very strong forces, from the strongest forces in man. The eye, the heart, and the Yetzirah. We know the force of the Yetzirah, what it can drive a person to do. But an eye and the heart are very, very strong forces. The Torah specifically mentions that. We have that Ein Tov, a good eye, is one of the greatest attributes of a person. And there the Maral explains, because the eye is such a force that it actually has a lot of spiritual powers in it. We see the eye can see endlessly. And not only can it see endlessly, it's, you can't measure the sight almost with time. It sees so quickly and it reacts so quickly. One said, the Chazal tell us that when Adam, man was created, he could see from one end of the world to the other. Now people question that, how could the eye see so far? But that's not a question, because we ourselves can see millions and millions of miles. When we see the stars are millions and millions and millions of miles away, and we see them. The reason why we can't see from one end of the world to the other is because there's not enough light. But if there would be enough light, if I could see, I could see endlessly. Yes, people ask the question, we can only see on into the horizon, but aside from that. And the reason why Adam was able to see from one end to the other, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had created the sun at that time was so bright. But scientists do say that. They say that the eye can see in accordance to how much light there is. So the eye we see has is not governed by physical limitations. So it's an enormous power. But just like a good eye is an enormous power, the evil eye is a good power. There was a medrash we've quoted, we don't have time to go into this evening, where the medrash lists how many tzaddikim achieved worlds because of their eyes. It states, for example, Avraham, Vayisa Einov, he went to, and he saw the three malachim coming. He searched to see if anyone was coming, and he found the three angels were coming. And because of that, Achnosis Orchim, he was Eicha to Yitzchak, and who knows what else. And Vayar Homan. And on the other hand, Homan kept seeing Mordechai, Lo Yichra Vele Yishtachar, they wouldn't bow to him. And because of that, he was prepared, Laharei Kol HaYehudim, Minar Vavzokin, to destroy every Jew in the world. So here we see, it's the eye is an unlimited force. The Bishua says, therefore, if a person has an evil eye towards people, aye, that's something, then he's mavidin, mitzines or odem, he will destroy himself in this world and the next world. And Yetzohara, the same thing, that the Yetzohara has a good force also, because the Chazal tell us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished the creation, and he said, he saw that it was Tov Me'od. What did he have in mind, Tov Me'od? He said, that's the Yetzirah. That he was very happy he created the Yetzirah. Because the Yetzirah has its good uses also. And without it, man could not function. The Yetzirah gives a person an ambition. You take it away, he becomes ambitionless. And the sinas habrius is the lev. It's the heart. The heart, a lev tov. That's from the Rabbi Yehuda Zakkai, I said, that's the best quality. He chose that from all of the Talmidim, whatever they said. Because the lev is like a king in a person. We spoke about this on Shabbos. But if it's a melech ra, then there could be almost no force that's worse than it. And this is the sinas habriyah. So this is metzinas ha'odem mina olam. Now, in particular, the sinas habriyah, where a person has a dislike of people, or he rejects people, they're not important to him. He sidelines them. Whoever they might be. This is just the contrary to what Reb Lezer said, Yehi Kveid Chavercho, that you should be very, very careful how you honor other people. And we said that when you honor other people, so you're honoring the Tzelem Elokim, and then you have a link to the Olam Haba, to the world to come, because the Tzelem, that's where that comes from. If you dishonor people, if you sideline them, if you reject them, you feel that, look, they're not that important, they're not important enough for you. The sinas habriyas, then it'll be made sinas odem min ha'olam. It'll destroy his world for him. Another source on this, the Maral brings, is from the end of Yisro, the Mechilta, where there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us to build a Mizbeach, an altar. And he says that you should not build the altar with steps. There should be just an incline. V'leisale b'malis al Mizbechi, in order that you shall not walk up steps when you come to my Mizbeach. And the Gemara says, the Chazal tell us, what's wrong with walking up steps? So the answer is because you're walking up these steps to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's most holy place, the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash. And this is considered Derech Bizoin. This is considered not honoring the stones in such a fashion where you're spreading your legs apart over them.
And this is a very, very small degree of dishonor, because the kohen was clothed. He was clothed properly. So it's a very small degree, a very small measure of dishonor. And Rabbi Shmuel said, he says, Kal v'chaimer, if avonim, when it comes to stones that lay yadia, they do not know the difference between good and bad. They're totally inanimate. But still, the Torah prohibited us to any act of minag bizoin that would be a dishonor to them. Chafecho shuhu bedimyon shel mi she'omar v'hoya olam, your fellow man, that he was made in the image of the Creator, who said, "Let the world come into being." Din hu amach moso shelaytinoig minig bizoin, that you have to be careful of any measure of dishonor. So the Maral observes from here, he said, what did Rabbi Shmuel say? He said, stones, which are totally inanimate, they have no life in them, they have no intelligence. And still the Torah forbade any measure of dishonor. So a person, how much more so? But he explained why a person, how much more so. He said, a person who was made bedimyon, who is in the image of Misha Omar Vahaya Olam, made in the image of the one who called the world into being, how much more so? That means that the person who is made in the image of the Creator, he himself is a reflection of the Creator. And if you show a dishonor, even a measure of dishonor to him, that's a measure of dishonor to the Creator. And your whole link to the world to come is because you are made in the measure, with a reflection of the Creator. So therefore, someone who dishonors the Tzelem in himself or in others loses his Chai Elam Abo, his world to come. We find a similar halacha by the dean of the those at the Beis Din were obligated to put to death by hanging. So there the Torah tells us in Barshas Ki Tzeitzei, it was the ways of the Goyim that when they used to execute someone, they used to nail him up to a cross. This was the ways of the Goyim. This was before Christianity. That's where Christianity came from, because that's the way they claimed they killed their God. So they would nail him up to the cross, but they wouldn't take him down. They would leave them there for a long time. They'd leave them there until the birds ate them. This was the punishment they dealt out to them, and they wanted to totally dishonor them and publicly show everyone. So the Sanhedrin and the Beis Din, our courts, were commanded that when we hang someone, we have to take him down before cannot leave him up for night. We have to take him down before nightfall. Immediately we have to take them down. So the Torah gives the reason why. Because he's made in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kilis Lakim. He's made in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're despising the reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the same principle. So this is why when the Talmidim asked Reb Lezer, teach us Orches Chaim, they called it Orches Chaim. Orches Chaim means the road to life, the road to Chai Elam Abo. And therefore he said that you should be very careful b'kfeit chavreichem. So we said that from the posuk, the provision of dam, we learn two principles. Firstly, chazak, how much one has to strengthen himself when it comes to mitzvahs. And it's especially from here, because dam, blood, is a mitzvah which is very, very easy, an easy prohibition. It's not nafshi shel odom. is not mechamdoson, there is no great desire, still you need the chizuk when it comes to these mitzvahs. And secondly, that if one fulfills this mitzvah, so it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do good to him and his children afterwards, so then how much more so on a difficult mitzvah. This is the principle of the schar mitzvah, of the reward of the mitzvah. And this is something that Reb Lezer is telling us that we always must keep in mind. When it comes to learning Torah, you have to be shokud l'ilmud Torah. You have to totally dedicate yourself to the learning of Torah with b'chol keichei, with all of your strength. Yes, omel, to labor in it. Because mitzvahs need chizuk. And then he brings, you should constantly remind yourself, though, that you're working for a balabais that will pay you handsomely. Now, this is not aveda mitech ava. This is not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of unreserved love. He says, the main thing is that ultimately, the when you do learn, when you do fulfill mitzvahs, it should be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the same time, you have to constantly motivate yourself to do, to come to that by reminding yourself of the great reward. Because a person is physical also, and there is the Yetzer Hara. So therefore, not only is it permissible, it's even proper. And then he said that Hevi Shoku, Hevi Damash Toshiv Lapekeris, which would seem like an unrelated principle. So Baral says, no. He says, this is part of the learning of Torah. The purpose of learning of Torah is to bring in the Or HaEmes, the light of truth. And it's the light of truth that has to dissipate the darkness from the world. If not, then the darkness will overcome the light. So therefore the learning has to be such a learning which brings light to everything and destroys all of the principles and the arguments of any of the false ways which are contrary to those ways of Torah.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.